Okay, so this is Austin, first podcast ever, trying to lay a foundation down to see what we're going to be talking about. It actually kind of came to me from quite a few people off my Facebook and Instagram, but more like Facebook, the interactions and my posts that I have and my inboxes from all sorts of people. Sometimes it's controversial, sometimes it's interesting, to say the least. So I think that maybe putting it in this kind of medium would allow a little bit more of clarity, as I would say, for the interaction and suggestion of ideas and thoughts. One of the biggest and most, pertinent interactions I have on my Facebook is, the ideas and my perspective about racism and white supremacy and what that means. So, to say the least, it does spark extreme amount of dialogue and interaction. And which I'm totally for. I definitely believe that kind of constructive dialogue and interaction really leads to places. So I kind of try to eliminate a lot of emotion and a lot of personal feelings, which is hard. It's hard to do that. Me, myself, I'm a non-white person. My mother is a non-white person. My father's a non-white person. And when I say that I'm non-white, meaning I've never been mistaken as a white person. My mother's never been mistaken as a white person. My father's never been mistaken as a white person. So I see myself as a non-white person. What I am, or what I think I am, is probably something that'll probably take my entire life to figure out. But I know what I'm not. And in the context of racism, white supremacy, what I'm not is what's the problem. See, I'm not white. And so because I'm not white, I'm going to be subjected to be mistreated and subjugated. Doesn't matter what I am. I could be black. I could be yellow. I could be red. It doesn't even matter. But what I'm not is what kind of creates this condition that I believe, that I know that I'm experiencing, and other people who are not white are also experiencing. And so because it's happening in that frame reference, there's a lot of confusion happening. We're confused about what's going on. So I thought that from my perspective, as it relates to social media, that I would share some of the things that are confusing, because I'm confused as well. And hopefully we can kind of, you know, get some clarity. So after numerous amounts of suggestions and people like, man, please, can you make a podcast? Please, can you just do a podcast? Can you make a podcast? I said, sure, man, I'll get to it. And I'm a procrastinator. And so here I am. I finally got a chance to do that. I'm figuring out how to work this out, but it worked out pretty good. I definitely will be making calls, but just if anyone knows me and kind of follows me, there's this main guy. He's a white guy who's from Florida. His name is Mark Cremins. And so I'll be calling him in future shows. He'll probably be the main guy. I'll probably have interactions, but he's going to be the main guy. Because one thing I do understand is that the only people who understand and know who can speak about white supremacy are white people. And so if you get a chance to speak to a white person, try to make the least amount of statements and ask a whole lot more questions. That's something I firmly believe. So hopefully this podcast will deal and dive into some of those questions. And you'll enjoy it. And then we'll learn something. Try to create something called justice. You know? So something of justice, harmony, and correctness. All right.